She was an Oxnard teen with a simple dream, to go to college. But fate would put Clarissa Swallow's plan on hold for decades.
I tested into the gifted program at school. I was all honors classes through junior high. And then by my sophomore year, you know, I had to drop out and get into independent studies because my dad's Alzheimer's had set in and he could no longer work. And my mom had lupus erythematosus, which had left her almost debilitated. So I had to take over her home office so that we could still have financial support. I also had my 86-year-old grandmother who was dependent on our family's care. And so I was working and managing their health care. By the time I got my driver's license, you know, I was celebrating by taking them to doctor's appointments.
When Swallows was 29, her mother died. And when she was 30, her father died. She had two daughters and took jobs managing a tavern and then later working in insurance so she'd have time to take care of her kids. But she kept getting called back to caregiving.
Everyone who's known me knew me as that girl who took care of her parents. I'm the one who's always called on to take care of loved ones. When someone's facing end of life, when someone's debilitated by a disease, I'm just the one. Two patients ago, I was taking care of this guy named Fred. And right before Fred died, he started really pushing me. He's like, look, you know, you're making nothing or you're volunteering to do what your destiny is. I need you to promise me before I die that you will go back to school and you will become a nurse.
Finally, last summer, the now 37-year-old woman returned to school taking classes at Ventura College.
I've been making dean's lists. I'm getting straight A's. In my early 20s, my parents' health would ebb and flow. And when we were in good spots and my dad's cancer was in remission, and I got a lot of my general education requirements taken care of back then. So when I came back to looking in the nursing program, I found out that I only had another year left before I'd be ready to get into the nursing program. I didn't have that much left for prerequisites. So here I am now when this semester's over. I have two more prerequisites to go and I can start applying for the bachelor's program at California State University, Channel Islands.
But juggling work, school plus two kids and trying to pay the bills is tough. Tonight, she's going to get some help. She's one of 29 people getting scholarships through a nearly two-decade-old Ventura College Foundation program.
This is the Phoenix Scholarship Program. It was established in 1999 by the Ventura College Foundation board members who really were focusing on the needs of reentry students, students who had needed to take a break from their education for a variety of reasons and wanted to come back to school, finish their education, and re-enter the workforce.
Ann King is the foundation's executive director.
This particular program is unique for our scholarship program. We give all of the money to each student in one lump sum, and the scholarships range in between $500 and $5,000 per student. And we give all of that money up front rather than splitting it up one semester at a time in terms of distribution, because we know that most of these students are single parents. Most of these students have to really be very careful with their budgeting, and they need to know what money they're going to count on for the year.
King says the program has an incredible track record.
They've become nurses. They have become paramedics. They have started their own businesses. We have one person coming back. Actually, we're hiring them for the event to he started his own photography business.
So tonight, nearly $50,000 in scholarships will be awarded to Ventura College reentry students. King says the help will be a real life changer for many of them.
It's so emotionally powerful. It's amazing. 70% of our student body making the equivalent of $36,000 for a family of four. In this county, where the cost of living is so high, we know that a scholarship can transform the life of not only the student, but their families from that point on, from generation to generation.
Even though she doesn't know how much scholarship money she'll be getting, Clarissa Swallow says every bit helps as she works to become a registered nurse.
Winning this scholarship, no matter how much it is the end-all be-all of me being able to afford my education.
Like most colleges, Ventura College has a number of financial aid and scholarship programs, and the Ventura College Foundation is straining to help as many students as possible. The number of scholarship applicants jumped from 300 last year to 500 this year, and the college is awarding nearly 280 scholarships. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.